Today's shir is Masechta Yumah Daf Ayin Hey, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Dalad on the base, beginning 6 lines from the bottom, discussing again as we began in our previous shir, discussing the man. The pasuk says, "Hamachil chaman b'midbar leman anoyscha uleman nasoysecha letivcha berisecha." The pasuk is saying that eating man is lamana noischa, is considered an inui. So the question, of course, is what is the inui in eating the man? And many mafarshim explain that that's why this sugya that we're beginning to learn about the man belongs here in Masechta Yuma, because the Gemara, as we just said, is saying that eating the man is considered an inui. And as we discussed in our previous year, eating on Yom Kippur, one of the inuyim deraisa, is not eating. Rav Tzadik has a different explanation. He says that just like when we learn Masechta Shabbos, there we have the sugya of Kabbalas HaTorah, because everybody agrees that B'Shabbos not the Torah. We have a Masechta Gittin, the sugya about the Churban, because that's when Klai Yisrael were, so to speak, divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we learn Masechta Yuma, we learn the sugya of the man. Because as we're going to be learning in our Gemara, the man was absorbed in all of the person's body. And he says that that's what happens every Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we don't eat. So from what do we have nourishment? From what do we survive? We survive from Ruchnius. The man was a ruchnius to the food, and that's what they survived on in all the 40 years in the Midbar. And so too, on Yom Kippur, we all have inherent ruchnius in ourselves, and that's what we survive with during Yom Kippur. So the question, of course, is, as we said, what is the inui, what is the pain involved in man? So it says Rav Gemara, Rav Ami, Rav Asi. It's actually Machlokes Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Charama enadam mishesh lepas pesalo, mishem bepas pesaloi. Every day, the man came down, but they didn't have any man stored away, and they relied every day that tomorrow they'll get man. But living with that type of not uncertainty, will I have what to eat tomorrow? Will I not have to eat tomorrow? Is considered an inui. You can't compare somebody who sees what he's eating versus somebody who doesn't see what he's eating. And when we speak about the man, they obviously, as we're going to learn in the sugya today, they were able to have the taste of all the delicious food in the man, but they didn't actually see the food. And because they didn't see the food, they only tasted it. That's why the man is considered an inui. It's not considered the same type of food like something that we're going to see. And says the Gemara, because we just learned that seeing is what brings satisfaction when you're eating, Amar Rav Yosef Mekan L'Sumin Sh'Oichlin Ein Sveyin, that somebody who's blind, Rachman Tzlan, when he eats, he doesn't get full. And as I saw the Rishonim explain, it doesn't mean that somebody who's blind doesn't ever get full. But to satiate a person who never can't see is much more difficult than to satiate a person who has the ability to see the food that he's eating. Amar Abaye Hilchach, Man de Islei Sudasa, if somebody has a meal, he should eat it by day, or as the Mefarshim say, if he can't eat it, or by night, when he has can't light that he could see what he's eating. Omer Abzeir Maikro, where do we see the power of sight that has so much influence? The Pasuk says in Koheles, Toiv Marinayim Mehalach Nefesh, something that you see has much more value than something that you just observe, that something you just then you don't see. And that's why if you don't see it, the food won't satiate you, and that's why you should eat it by day, or at least eat it at a time where you could in a way that you could see it with light on. So the Gemara takes this the other way as well, and that is if somebody, chas v'shalom, looks at women that he's not supposed to look at, it's a bigger Aveira than the actual Aveira of doing the Aveira. Looking at what you're not supposed to look at has very serious repercussions. Kiten, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Kiten because enoi yishalech b'mesharim. Rav Asi, Charamar, one says that the pasuk means to say kol anoisa enoi b'kaisai. Somebody who likes to drink alcoholic beverages, arayus kulan damelav kamishur. He becomes very immoral, and even he'll do very immoral things. The Charamar that the pasuk means to say kol anoisa enoi b'kaisai, that somebody becomes an alcoholic. The whole world is straight. He will start taking other people's money because he needs to fulfill that terrible habit of needing to have money to buy for his alcohol. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Dagablev ish yisichena, yashchena." That's the words of the pasuk. And the Gemara says, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, have two different interpretations of how to understand this pasuk. One is Charama Yasichana Medatoi. One pshat is that he should be Mesiach Das from it. He should try to take it out of his mind. But Charama Yasichana Lacherim, he should say it. Oh, he should repeat his problems to other people. So I saw that the Tosfos Yom Kippurim suggests that these two explanations of the pasuk really aren't in disagreement, but rather the way to understand the pasuk is telling us there are two types of problems that a person can be dealing with. One is a problem that it's going to be the future, it was in the past. Something happened that concerns him. And the other is a problem that could happen into the future. And what the Gemara here is teaching us, says the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, if somebody had a problem and it doesn't exist anymore, the way to deal with the problem is you see it that way. Don't think about it all the time, because if you're going to be thinking about it all the time, it will consume you. So you see it, take it out of your mind. So that's for a problem that was. And for a problem that Chas V'Sholem is going to be, so the way to solve that problem is Yisichenu. Talk about it to other people, and by speaking about it to other people, that will solve the problem. So I saw many pshatim. What's pshat Yisichenu L'Acherim? One pshat Yisichenu L'Acherim is that we know, the Mechsalosa says this pshat in his Sefer Divrei Torah, that we know throughout Shas very often there's a Tana who's called Acherim that is referred to. And we know when the Gemara refers to Acherim, it means Rameya. So he says what it means is that if somebody has a daga, if somebody has a problem, Yasichena L'Acherim, he should give tzedakah to tzedakas Rameya Balanes. That's how he'll have Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat is that in general, you should talk, if you have a problem, you should talk to other people. Other people mean family members, other people mean friends. Why? So I saw that the Bnei Yisachar explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unlike judgment that is given by a human being, so somebody does something wrong, he's punished. But when somebody's punished, it's not only he who suffers. His entire family suffers because he's in trouble, he's fined, or he's in jail. All of that doesn't only affect the perpetrator. It affects everyone else. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he renders judgment, he doesn't only think about the person who did the crime. He thinks about everybody in his orbit. So if somebody did something wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that he should be punished, if this person goes and tells his problem to someone else, and that person feels and suffers because of this problem that this individual is facing, but min hashamayim, this person is not supposed to have any problem at this time, especially if you go discuss it with a tzaddik, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the tzaddik to suffer, and tzaddikim are so compassionate when they hear about the problems of other people. And tzaddikim, it affects their learning and it affects their davening when they are not able to help and hear that other people are suffering.
So because of that, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happens is that even though maybe this person unfortunately deserves the punishment, but because he repeated it to other people who don't deserve the punishment, that's how it helps that he too should not suffer. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says, HaMispal ba'ad Masechta Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Beis Oman Aleph, HaMispal ba'ad Chaveroi, if somebody davens for someone else, V'hu Tzorach Lo Yisadova, and he has the same needs, Hu Nen Atchila. So what happens here is that if somebody, Daga B'Lavish, if you see that somebody is suffering a problem, if you're suffering a problem, look for somebody else who is suffering the same type of problem. And what you should do is yasichena la'cherim davin. We know the word lasuach means to davin. Yetsa Yitzchak lasuach basada. Rashi says lasuach means laspalo. Yasichena la'cherim davin on behalf of other people who are in the same place as you are. And if they will, that's how you will have that your tefillas are answered. I also saw another pshat. Daga, the word daga has the first letters of the albeis besides the letter beis, to teach us that if you have a daga, if you didn't include a beis means number two, if you did not discuss it with somebody else, then it will be a problem. But if you will discuss it with a beis, if you will discuss it with someone else, that's how that problem will be solved, as we just learned, yasichanu l'acherim. The pasuk says, v'nochosh ofa lachmai. So here too we have the same Rav Ami, you see with a machloikus. Charama afilo oichel kamadani oilam. The nochosh can eat the most delicious food, toim bem tam offer. It will always taste to him just like sand. V'charama afilo oichel kamadani oilam. Even if he eats the most delicious food, ain't datem yishavas alof, he's not satiated at shioichel offer until he eats sand. He always has to eat sand. Says the Gemara, Tanya. And based on this, the Gemara says we could see how Kadosh Baruch Hu gives judgment different than people. Amrav Yossi, Bar Rei Shloike Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosu V'Dom. Midas Bosu V'Dom, Maknet Es Chaveroi, if somebody does something wrong to you, Yorei Melechai, you take revenge and you do whatever you can to hurt that person. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Enokein. Kilal Asa Nachish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the Nachish, but why did he curse him? That wherever you go, you will have sand to eat. And wherever he goes, oil gag, mizunais of imoy. Wherever he is, he will find what to eat, because sand is obviously available everywhere. Yared lamata, mizunais of imoy. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish him in that serious way. So I saw that many mefarshim explain that why the Nachash get punished this way. So they say, many Mefarshim, the Chiddush Arim, and the Rebbe Rabbonim all say that the pshat here is that this was the biggest klola. The biggest bracha that a person has is that he could speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever we need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to hear from the Nachash. So what he did was that wherever he goes, he has his food. And because wherever he goes, he has food, he never ends up needing to daven to Hashem. And not needing to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest punishment that you could give a person. The biggest punishment you could give a person is that he should be disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Ben Yoyada says that really what the Nachash should have been cursed, he should have been cursed not that he should always have to eat blood, because he brought death to the world. But blood is not available everywhere. And as we just explained, HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically wanted to punish him in a way that wherever he goes, he shall suffer, and he should not have to daven to Hashem, he'll have what he needs, and that's why he got offer. Continues the Gemara, we see the same, Kilal as Kanan. We know that Kanan was cursed, because after the Mabel, when Noach drank wine, some say that he saw the erva of Noach. Others say that he sterilized his father. Kilal Kanan, Oichel mashu rabbi oichel. The pasuk says that what was the klal of Canaan? Or Canaan eved avodim yilechav. He will be in perpetuity a eved. And what does that mean? Oichel mashu rabbi oichel. B'shoyse mashu rabbi. So he eats what he's given. He drinks. What does that mean? Since that he, so the Ben Yoyod explains, he caused that this, that Noach should not have any more children, because he wanted that there should not be any more brothers that he should have to divide the inheritance with. So now, what he was cursed, that he'll have nothing. Because we know that the halacha is, Masha kana eved, kana rabbi, and anything that a servant has really automatically belongs to his owner. And that's what happened, that everything that he wanted to have more, and he ended up with much less. Kil el Isha. We know after the Veira of the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a klala to the women, Chava, Haba, Rabba, Erba, Etzvenech, V'Charech, that you will have pain, but still, Hakol Ratzon Achareya, everybody runs after the woman, everybody's anxious to get married. So we see that the klala had some good aspect to it. Kilel Es Adama, assembly at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ora Hadama Varecha, but we know, Hakol Nanami Menu, we can't live without fruit and vegetables that grow from the ground. So we see that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed it, he cursed them in a way, it cursed the earth in a way that we still very much depend on it, and that's why it's not considered such a significant curse. The Gemara spoke about the mon, as we said at the beginning of the shir, and that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar complained that why they get constantly the mon. And they said, Zucharnu es hadaga, we remember the fish shenochel b'mitzrayim chinam, that we ate for free in Mitzrayim. So says the Gemara, what does that mean? Because it's difficult to understand that Klal Yisrael really get anything for free in Mitzrayim. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel chad amar dogim, that they ate fish, v'chad amar arayis. And really, it's another way of saying that they were able to live an immoral life. Mandam adogim, the mandam says that they ate fish in Mitzrayim. The ksiv noichel, it's talking about what they ate when they were in Mitzrayim. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, we know that the Shabbos Rabbim explains that all of Mitzrayim lives off the Nile. And what they used to do is, they used to have irrigation canals from which they used to bring water from the Nile to all the fields around Mitzrayim. And those fields were surrounded with gates that prevented anything that came from the canals not to go out, flood out from those canals. And in those canals, there were fish that came together with the water out of the Nilus, and that was what they ate. Uman dom arroyos, the ksiv chinam. The fish, the Gemara says, it's hard to believe that they got for free. Nothing, Klal Yisrael got nothing for free. But in Mitzrayim, explained the Rishonim, unlike in the Midbar, where we received the Torah, they were allowed to marry close relatives. And when you marry, explained the Rishonim, a close relative, you don't have to give her the same type of dowry that you have to give somebody who is not related to you. And that's why it was called Chinam. L'man dam arayis haksiv noichel. How do we use the word eating? It was speaking about relations. Answers, the Mara Lishnam Alyanokit. The Pasuk wants to use a nice wording. The Ksiv, and we find that the Torah does use the word Achlo when it refers to relations, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Achlo mach sapi of amalei palti oven, the woman has improper relations, and after she has that improper relations, she says, I didn't do anything wrong. Lamanda madogim my chinam. How is the chinam? Says the Gemara, as we explained, that the ma'aslam afkeru, they got the fish from ownerless fish. Damamar, as we explained, kishoy yisrael shoy v'mayim, when they used to collect water in Mitzrayim, hakadosh baruch hu mazmalam b'toich ha'mayim, dogim k'tayim b'gadayim, they got these small fish in their barrels, and that's what they ate. Bishlam alam dogim, according to Man Domer, that they were complaining about the fish. Avla rayis lepritzibu, but chas v'shom Klal Yisrael never acted in an immoral fashion. Hanin duksiv, that's all we could understand. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, in describing Klal Yisrael, gan nol achosi kala, Gan nol mine chosom. They acted with sneers. They of course did not have immoral relations. Elamandam arayis. But according to Mandam, it says that in Mitzrayim they did act with arayis. What asks the Gemara? How do we understand the pasuk when it says mayon choson? Answers the Gemara, mahanech das sirim leipritzibuhu. As we said a moment ago, even though they had relations, it means they had relations with people that they were allowed to marry, but a person that they weren't allowed to live with, they never did. Bishlam al rayis, hainu diksiv, according to Mandam, the Klai Yisrael were dissatisfied with the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them. Hainu diksiv, we could understand what it says in the pasuk. V'yishma Moshe sa'am, boichel mishbechaysov, they were crying the mishbechaysov. What does that mean? They were upset about the relatives that they were allowed to live with previously, but now they no longer can live with. What is that they got fish for free and now they don't have to do with Baichlam Mishpachaysov? Says the Gemara, according to that opinion, we're going to have to agree that they had both issues. They were upset about the fish that they got for free in Mitzrayim, and now they only get fed if they do the right thing, and they were upset that the women they could not marry. The pasuk says that when they complained about the mon, they said, Zucharnos adogah shenachem Mitzrayim chinam, asakshurim, vesaftichim, vesachotzim, vesapetzolim, vesashumim. Says the Gemara, why were these foods, the cucumbers and the melons, the onions, the garlic, why are they specifically singled out? Says the Gemara, Ravami Ravasi, they were able to taste all types of food when they ate the mon. Because these foods are not good for nursing and pregnant women, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that they shouldn't be able to taste these foods. All other food, when they ate, they not only did they taste the food, they even it had the texture of that food as they had it, they put it in the mouth. These foods, tamim lemoshim. For as I saw the Mashal explains, what is unhealthy about these foods to the people that we just said shouldn't eat from them is the actual texture of the food. So in order that Kadosh Baruch Hu should prevent them from eating something that they shouldn't eat, he didn't let them have the texture of that food. The pasuk is it continues describing the man, says, Vahu kezera God lovin. Amar Rav Asi, what does that mean? Ogol kegida, it was round like a seed. Lovin, and it was white, kemagolus, like a pearl. Tana Rabbanan, doimel zera pishtin, God, why is it called God? Shadoimel zera pishtin begevoilim. It looked like the flax that grows in its stalks. Acherim oimrim, shadoimel agoda shemashachas liba shal adam kamayim. When we learn an agada to Gemara, it's very pleasant to learn that Gemara. And the same here, that mon was very pleasant for everyone to enjoy. Tani idach, God, Shemaglam Yisrael, the mon told them exactly where they are in this world. They were able to tell if there was a question, if a woman was married and then she divorced or her husband died and then she quickly married another man. And now we don't know the child who she's carrying, the child who she had, is it a child of the first husband or a child of the second husband? So the man was able to tell them, Iben Tishal Arishim and Shival Akron. If the man fell at the home of the first husband, so we know if that child belongs to him. If the man fell by the family of the second husband, then we know it belonged to the second husband. And similarly, says the Gemara, Lovin Shemalbin Kalavinaseim Shayisrael. That was the way the Klai Yisrael remained in check, because they knew that the man will disclose what they did wrong. So many Mefarshim, the Tosfos of Kippurim, ask, how can we rely on the man to paskin what is the situation? We know that the Gemara says many places in Shas, Loiba Shemaim hi, we can't decided in Torah based on these types of nisim and Hashemayim. So how could they rely on this to tell them who's the father? So he explains that, of course, as we're going to discuss in a moment, Moshe Rabbeinu with paskin dinei Torah based on the mon. The din Torah was paskined on the way the Torah tells us to paskin a shayla. This just says this. The man was just there to show that the psak of Moshe Rabbeinu was correct. That's the Tosfos Yom Kippurim's answer. But then I saw the Meretz Chayit says like this: when do we say Loi B'Shamayim? If there's a machlokes, if there's a dispute between Paiskim, Mutar Asur Kosher Treif, Loi B'Shamayim. We don't pask in the Shaila based on what we know they say in Shemayim. But when there's a question in a Metzias, when there's a question to try to determine what are the facts, that we can rely, and that was what they relied on the man for that type of a situation. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Shem Shanovi Ha'imagalam Yisrael, Mashachurim B'Shem Stokim, just like a Novi could tell you anything that's hidden, Kachamon Magalam Yisrael, Mashachurim B'Shem Stokim. The man had that ability also. Keitzad, Shnayim, Shabam Lufnei Moshe L'Din. There were two people that came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a din Torah. Zamer Avdi Gonafta, once as you stole my Ever, Zamer Ata Mechartali, you sold it to me. So here we have a question. Says the Gemara, Amla Moshe L'Baika Mishpat. In the morning we'll know who is the right one here. Imnim L'Macher, in the morning, Imnim Tzu Omer Beis Rabbi Rishon, if the Omer that belongs to this Eved was found in the home of the first owner, we know that the second person was wrong. That he was properly sold. Similarly, says the Gemara, a husband and wife came to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says that she acted inappropriately. She lived with men that she wasn't supposed to live with. That was his type of behavior. Moshe Rabbeinu again says, L'boika mishpat. Let's wait till tomorrow morning. L'machar, im nimtza oimer v'beisbala, if the oimer was found in the home of her husband, b'idu she sarchalav, she was the wrong party. Nimtza oimer v'beisavia, if the oimer was found in the father's home, b'idu she sarchalav, and she's supposed to go back to her husband's house. So the Mashal explains that what was this din Torah all about? So Mashal says the machlokes was that we know that what's the din Torah between these two couple. He explains that they were arguing if she deserves a ksuba or not. Because if she acted inappropriately, she loses a ksuba. If she didn't act inappropriately, then she deserves the ksuba. And from here we see, says the Gvuras Ari, that the concept of a ksuba already was in existence in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was what the Mashal says, what they were able to rely on. And that's why the Yarash Hadvas says, that's why they complained about the man. They complained about the man because they didn't want to live in a world where everything you did was automatically known and available for everybody to know what you did. The Malaya Omer explains the Gemara like this. The Pasuk says, Shmai ben Echechem, Ushvatem Tzedek, ben Ish, ben Ich, ben Achiv, ben Geroi. He says like this. Two people that live in different homes, as we just learned in our Gemara, so the man, by falling by this person's door, by that person's door, we can know who really deserves, who is right and who is right. But, says the Gemara, the pasuk says the Malay Omer. The pasuk says of Shvatim Tzedek ben Ish uvein Ochav ben Geroi. Sometimes you have two people living in the same house, and if you have two people you're living in the same house, there you can't rely on the man because it falls at the same. They have the same door. There, the only way to come to the truth of what, who is right and who is wrong is Ushvatim by having a proper din Torah. The pasuk says, Ksiv red satala machna laila yer haman olav. The ksiv and the other pasuk says v'yotzo om v'loktu. The ksiv shata om v'loktu. So we have different psukim. One seems to say that the man fell down in the machna. One says that they had to go out, and the other pasuk means shatu, they had to travel far away. How do we reconcile all these psukim? Says the Maharal Ketzet. Tzadikim yor al pesach beteim. For tzadikim, the man fell at their door. Beininim yotzu v'loktu, they had to walk a little to get the man. And Rishayim, shatu v'loktu, they had to travel quite a distance to be able to find, to get the man. They weren't deserving that the man should fall at their door front. The pasuk says regarding the man, lechem neshamayim, which means that it was edible as soon as it came down neshamayim. V'ksiv, And the other pasuk says, Vasu ugois, they had to make them into cakes. They need to bake them. V'ksivet tachnu, so the other pasuk says that they had to grind it. Haketzed. Tzadikim, it was like bread. It was ready to be eaten. Beninim, they had to work a little to make it ugois, make it edible like a cake. Rishayim, tachnu b'rachayim, they had to grind it. They weren't deserving to have it anymore. So I saw that the Achrayim ask a question. They say, here we're learning, different people had different way, the man arrived to different people in different ways. So what is to prevent, asked the Mefarshim, that somebody should go and take the man that's right by somebody's doorway and take it for himself. And then the tzaddik will have to walk far to get the man. So the Mefarshim say there was an incredible nes that happened with the man. Not only, as we just learned in the Gemara, did the man fall according to what your status was. If you deserve the man should be by your door, or you don't deserve that the man should be by your door. But if you tried to pick up man that you didn't deserve, the man was attached to the ground, and you couldn't pick it up because it didn't belong to you. That together with the man, tachshitei nashim, jewelry for the wives, psamim, perfume, normally perfume is made by grinding the spices. Ubashto b'paror, that they used to cook it. Amrav chama, malamit shiar lam Yisrael, and mont sike kedera. They used to have, when the mon came down, all sorts of spices to make it delicious. The pasuk says, regarding the mon, v'heim aviyu alav oy nadova v'boika b'boiker. The my b'boika b'boiker, amrav shmol ben nechmeni, amrav yonison, medova shiar lahem, from what came down to Klal Yisrael every morning, stones and diamonds came down with the man, and that's what they delivered for the Klal for as they in the dove for the Beis Hamikdash. The Nesim Havis of Avnei Shoyim says the Gemara Nesim Mamish that the Anania covered, says the Gemara, delivered these stones that the Nesim donated for Avnei Shoyim. The Kenam and Nesim Veruch Geshem Ayim. Says the Gemara Vahoyatama, when we speak about the mon, Vahoyatam Klashad Hashemin, Aravur Maz Shed Ze, just like a breast. Tinak Time by Kamatamim, a child tastes all different types of food based on what its mother ate. That's what the child will taste when it's eating. Afaman Kozman Shisol Oichan Oisoi, whenever Klai Sol ate the mon, Moitzimba Kamatamim, it could have different taste. The shade could turn into different colors and different appearances. So we see here that the man had all different types of taste. So I saw that the Gliyoni Shas asks, could somebody, if somebody wanted that the man should taste like something not kosher, if somebody wanted the man should taste like chaza, like pork, would it work? So the Chiddush Erim says that it was impossible. Man could only taste like a kosher food. But I saw that the Pesach Anayim says that just like the Gemara says in Masechta Chulin, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, of course, we may not eat pork, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the shibuta fish that tastes like pork. So there's nothing wrong with the taste. The only thing that we're not allowed to have is the actual pork. So similarly, we could eat, we could ask that the man should taste like something not kosher if it's made out of kosher ingredients. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, when did the man get that taste? So they say that before a person ate the food, what happened was he had in mind, this is what I want the man should taste like. And from here we see that everything in life, if you want it to have a good taste, then you have to think about it first. Nothing good could come out without preparation, without proper machshava. If you have the proper machshava, then you could come to have something that really tastes good. There's also a question I saw if somebody during Pesach wanted the man to taste like chametz, what would be the halacha? would it taste like that? So the Mishkan Saroyim says, there's nothing inherently wrong with the taste of chametz. Chametz itself is prohibited on Pesach, but there's nothing wrong with the taste of chametz, and therefore even on Pesach, it could taste like chametz. Moreover, I saw that there's a question, what was the bracha they made on Mon? So I saw that some say that they made the bracha moitzi lechem in a shemayim, because the man came in a shemayim. But the Sefer Mekeves HaMishnah quotes the Zohar that says, just like we're learning in the Gemara here, that before you ate the man, you had in mind what it should taste like, and that's why I'd like it tasted. So too, if you decided that it's going to taste like something which the bracha is a barim in a mezainis, before you ate the man, you should make a mezainis. And if you had in mind that it should taste like something which is a different bracha, that's the bracha you made before you ate it. The Pasuk says,
they were Baruch Shem had plenty to eat, and they asked for it inappropriately. That's why Nitlam Shloiga Ahagim. It only came down at night. Was as we explained at the beginning of the shir, at night when you can't see the food, you can't really enjoy the food. The food came down in that way. Lechem. When they asked for bread, they asked for it properly. It came down in the morning, which is the right time to eat food, breakfast, to eat food when you could see it. The Pasuk says, the proper time to eat meat is at the night. But of course, even though it's the proper time to eat meat, explains the Mashal. Here we just said that it was a punishment. So that I saw the Mefarshim say that you should eat it at night, but in a time when you could bring it home by early enough that you could prepare it and then eat it for dinner. But if the food only comes at night, then you don't have enough time to prepare it to be able to eat it for dinner. Says the Gemara, V'amar Abaya, Haiman Disle Sedus Aloy Lachal Alba Yomama. Ask the Gemara, but then we learned that meal should be eaten by day where you could see it. Says the Gemara, Ka'en Yomama Kaminan. It doesn't have to be eaten by day. It has to be eaten at a time when you could see the food. Amar of Acha by Yaakov. Tchila Yisrael Doim Ketana Koilim. Shemanashkim Ma'ashba. Chickens who are in the chicken coop are constantly eating. But that's not an appropriate way to live. Moshe told them, there's a time to eat. You eat by morning, you eat in the evening, but you don't eat all the time. The Pasuk says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought sloth, and the meat was still between their teeth. And says the Pasuk, Terev Yikarv, Af Hashem Chorbem, V'yach Hashem Ba'am, Maka Rabba Moed. V'ksiv, so here it says that they were punished immediately. It says another pasuk, at chodesh yamim, they were only punished after a month. Hoketzed, beinanim laltamesu. People who did not do such a serious avera died immediately. They shouldn't have to suffer so much. Rishoyim mitzdar v'hochem at chodesh yamim. They didn't die right away. They suffered for a month. The pasuk says, V'yasvas aslov hamamet osva soruch hamorim v'yishtechu lem shtoyach svivas amachna. Amar shlokesh atikri v'yishtechu av'yishketu. They were slaughtered. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Melamed shenischayvu shenem sheyisrael shchita. They were deserving of shchita for the way they asked for the slav. V'yishtechu lem shtoyach tonem shmeid rishu ben korchi atikri shtoyach el shchoyat. Melamed shoyot lem yisrael mon dovish ton shchita. At this point, came down to Klal Yisrael, meat that you have to eat, poultry that could only be eaten with shechita. Amar Rabbi v'chimen achana talamid, is this the source that the slav had to be slaughtered? V'loy k'nama, doesn't the pasuk say, v'yantam aleim k'oif k'ofer she'er k'choil yamim oif k'onof, v'tanya Rabbi Omer, what does the pasuk say? V'zavachtika shetzvisicha, that the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to do shechita. Melamed, from here we learn shnetzav Moshe alavesh velakana, that before you eat meat or poultry, you have to shech the vesh and akana. Al roiv echa ba'oif, with the rice you have to cut most of one simen by a bird. Al roiv shnayim bebehema. So what are we saying that here we learn hilcha shechita? Stacks and stacks of the slav fell for them. Siv lechem, it says
lechem regarding the man, v'ksiv shemen, v'ksiv tvash. So what was it? Did it taste like bread? Did it taste like oil? Or did it taste like honey? Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, lenarim lechem, young people who want to eat bread, it tasted like bread to them. The zakenim are interested in oil, so for them it tasted like oil. Lutanikis, it tasted like dvash. Ksiv slav, the karinon, ksiv shlov, the karinon slav. So what is the proper way? Amar Rav Chanina, tzadikim oichon hoisei b'shava, the tzadikim were able to eat it b'shava, and the rishayim, it tasted like it was puncturing their stomach. So I saw the Tosfos Yom Kippurim say, before we said that Rishayim and Beinanim ate slav, here it seems that the Tzadikim also ate slav. So he explains that the Tzadikim also got slav, but they ate it in moderation. They didn't ask for it, and what they get, they ate in moderation. It was the Beinanim Rishayim that did not eat from it properly. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Abamina Slovhain. There are four different varieties. Veilain Sikhli, the Kibli, Upasyani Uslov. Mali the Kula, the best variety is Sikhli. Griya the Kula, the worst variety is Slov. Vavikitsaburta, it's as big as a bird, or Masfina Labatanura, and you put it into an oven. Vatafach, and it because it has so much fat in it, it swells. Vavim Moli Tanura. And you put it into the, it fills up the entire space of the oven, or maskinale a clay serifi, and then you put it on 13 rolls, or 13 rolls of bread, v'achroina in a nechelis, and even the last roll, there's still so much fat coming out of the slav, elidei teruvas, you have to dilute that fat because it's so fatty. Yehuda mishtakachlei beidamei. He used to find the slav between his barrels. Rav Chisda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him panosa. Rav Chisda, mashtakech lebeit tzive. He used to find it where he kept his wood. Rav HaMaisel HaRisa Kol Yoyma, Rav's shearcropper would bring him every day from the field some slav. Yoyma Chad Lo Yaisi. One day he didn't bring it. Amar Mayhai. So he wanted to understand why all of a sudden is he stopping to receive the slav. Solok LeIgra. And he went up to the roof, Shamal Yanuka, and he heard a young child that coming that was saying, Shamati Vatirgaz Bitni, Apostle Chabakuk. Amma Shmami No, Rav said, what must have happened? Noch Nafshid Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was Nifter, Obedil Rabbah, Ochel Talmida. I was only able to eat the, I was Zoycha to eat this love. I was able to get this love because I the schus of my Rebbe. The now my Rebbe Rav Chisda is no longer alive. I lost that tzchus. Ksiv, the pasuk says regarding the mud. V'tal shichva says tol v'hinei al pnei amidbar dak mechuspas. The pasuk says that the mud came up and there was the tal, the dew was covering the mud. V'ksiv, but on the other hand, the pasuk says bered satal. It seems that the tal was below the mud. Om Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. Talmamala, but Talmamata. There was a coating of tal above the man, and there was a coating of tal below the man. Daima kumesh minach kufsa, and it looked like it was in a box. We covered on top and on bottom. And that's where we have the minig that on Shabbos, the challah, the lechem mishnah, which represents the man, should have a tablecloth below the table, and we should have a covering on top of the table. I saw a beautiful pshat. We daven, we say by Ma'ariv, v'hosa satan milfaneinu u'mecharenu. And the Gemara Masech the Brachas, the Aflamen HaMebeis, teaches us, chasidim ha-rishoyim, ha-rishoyim sho'achas mespalalim. They used to spend an hour before the davening and an hour after the davening. And the question is, we could understand why a person before davening needs an hour, he needs to prepare himself for the davening. But what does he need an hour after the davening? So the Sfarim explain that before a person davens, the Yetzer Hara tells him, who are you to talk to Hashem? Who are you to talk to Hashem? So we need an hour to prepare ourselves that we are worthy to come to speak to Hashem. After we daven, the Yetzer Hara comes to us and says, look how great you are.
you're an individual that had the schus to speak directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we say, V'hasi Satan mufaneinu, the Satan that's here before davening, that wants us to convince us that we shouldn't be davening, u'machareinu, the Satan that's here after davening. The same thing was with the man. The man had a covering before and after. A person, before he ate the man, thought to himself, who am I to eat man? The food, lechem in Hashemayim. And after he ate the man, he thought to himself, look how great I am. So it had a covering on the top and the bottom. Remember who you are and the schus that you have to eat the man. Tan Rabbanan, the Pasuk says in Tehillim regarding the man, lechem abirim ochel ish. Lechem, says the Gemara, what does this mean? Lechem shemalach yisharas ochelan soydiv Rabbi Kiva. This is the lechem that the Malachim ate. Kshaom devarim lefnei Rabbi Shmuel, and when they said this, shout over to Rabbi Shmuel, omalam tzuva omalu Rabbi Kiva, akiva teisa. Go tell Rabbi Kiva you made an error. V'chi malach yisharas ochelan lechem, do Malachim eat? V'loi kvanema lechem loyichalti mayim loshisisi. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim, said that he didn't eat and drink. Because he says a person, the halacha is that a person should always follow the Maaseh says Masechta Bava Metzia that pay vav and beis. A person should always follow the minhag hamakom. And since the malachim didn't eat, I don't eat. Almanu mekayim abirim lechem shenivlo b'masayim v'abav m'shmanim evarim. The bread man gets completely absorbed into our body. So the question that the Imre Emes asked, if the malachim were created on the second day, and the man, the Mishnah says, was only created on the sixth day, why, what did they eat from when they were created until the sixth day? So the Imre Emes says, Malachim aren't like people. People have to eat every day. Malachim don't have to eat every day. And that's why, even though they were created on the second day, they actually didn't eat anything until the sixth day of creation. El matam aloyma, says the Gemara, amani mikayim. If that's the case, asks Rabbi Shmuel, that the pshat of lechem abirim is that the food got completely absorbed into our body, what does the pasuk mean? V'yesatilach aznecha, there was a place to use the bathroom outside of the machna. If the food is completely absorbed in our body, we don't have to go to the bathroom. Answers the Gemara, dvarim shatagrei umas oilem machnasam. There were merchants that traveled through the midbar, and they sold different food items to Klai Yisrael, and those food items created waste that they had to eat. So I saw Reb Chaim Volozhiner asks, why doesn't the Gemara say we know that they brought kabanis in the midbar? So the kabanis were the food that they needed to go to the bathroom. So he says that the same way that the man that they ate didn't create that they should have to go to the bathroom. When you eat carbon meat, then you didn't have to go to the bathroom. And the Netziv takes this point a step further. And the Netziv says that the Medrash says that next to the Beresh of Miriam, next to the well of Miriam, there were fruits and vegetables that grew. So the question he asks is that isn't that the same? Those fruits and vegetables were what they needed to use the bathroom for? And he says the same thing. Fruits and vegetables that grow next to Beresh Shemiriam don't require that one should have to go to the bathroom. Rav Elazar ben Parta Omer, after Ram Shatagri Umas Oilam Machum Lahem, whatever they bought even from these merchants, Mon Mefigam, the Mon would dissolve him in the body. Aman Nekayim, so how do we understand the Yosatila as Necha that we need a bathroom? Lacha Shesarchu, after they complained about the Mon, and they said, V'nafshenu Kotz V'lechem HaKloikel. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ani Amarti, you Kumalachi Asharas. I said the Klaiso should be like Malachim that don't need to use the bathroom. Now, not only will they have to use the bathroom, but they're going to have to walk quite a distance to those bathrooms. The ksiv, v'yachnu al yadim beis ha'yishimois at ovel ha'shitin. V'am rabba b'b'chan aladi chozal yahu asra. I saw that place. V'hava t'losa parsi. It was the distance of three parsi. Patanik shenifnin, when they used the bathroom, leniftin loy lefneim v'loy tzdeim, they didn't go to the bathroom in the direction that they were traveling or in the direction to their sides.
because they may have the machna Yishchina traveling there. We don't know exactly in what direction. They had to walk lachreim. The pasuk says that they said, "Va'ata nafsheni yovesh en kol bilti elamon menenu." Amru, they said, "Osam manze, this man that we're eating, shetipach b'mayim, it's going to swell up in our intestines and will cause us to die." Klum yesh yulad isha, is there a human being, shemachnas venemotzi, that eats and doesn't give off waste? So I saw that Rabbi Yosef Engel in Sefer Gedolei Shas says, why does the Gemara use Yulud Isha? Because the Gemara is saying is that a person, while a baby, while it's in its mother's womb, it doesn't give off waste. It only begins to give off waste once it's born. And that's what the pasuk says. Kulum Yulud Isha. We are people who are born. And once we're born, we need to give waste. We have to have waste exit our bodies. This is not a tenable situation. What is Avarim? Avarim. The mon got completely digested and absorbed by the 248 limbs. Almanim kayim v'yasatilach alznecha, that they needed a bathroom. Says the Gemara, b'dvarim shaboyim lehem mdinas yam, food that they ate, which wasn't mon.